I'm standing at a factory at Collingen in northwest Victoria. This factory looks much like any other processing plant, except that behind me is a giant pile of grape skins waiting to be burnt. It looks sort of like a giant compost heap and smells much the same. Ben Manfield is the general manager of Australian Tartaric Products and says these grape skins are now helping to fuel their factory.
We take waste from the winery industry and convert those to tartaric acid and grape spirit, which are our two major products. Grape spirit is used for traditionally for fortified wine, which is returned to the wine industry, but other food grade uses as well. Tartaric acid, again, is traditionally majority is sent back to the wine industry for use in as an acidity regulator and in the fermentation process.
I had a little tour before of the factory and it seems quite complex, but basically in a nutshell, can you tell me how you're using those byproducts of the grapes and the wine industry to power the factory?
So one of our waste streams from the wineries is grape mark, which is the skins and pips left over when the grapes are initially crushed. We extract the grape spirit and tartaric acid from them, and in the past this has been the spent mark has been a waste stream for us, which has been sent to low value products such as compost or stock feed. So we had this waste stream available to us. We also had a very large energy bills from LPG, which we used to fire our gas boilers to drive the distillation process in our tartaric acid plant. So for us, the goal of the project was to utilise this spent mark as fuel to generate steam for our existing processes here.
And have you done that? I mean, have you got a power bill yet, or is it a bit too early to tell?
This year, the boiler's been running since late last year, and we've realised our savings in gas. We're running our steam generation completely from grape skins now, from the mark, and that's lowered our energy bills significantly. With our electricity, we've also started generating electricity this year, and we're noticing a big drop as well.
It's a pretty serious piece of infrastructure that we were looking at out there. How confident were you that it was going to pay off? Have you seen it done in other places as well?
Our parent company has installed a boiler produced by the same manufacturer in Italy a few years ago. So they've had 3-4 years of experience with that technology, and on the back of that we purchased as well for our site in Australia. So we're fairly confident it would work once we tuned it to local conditions.
Have you seen it done in other places around the local area?
No, it's the only one in Australia.
Does it have applications elsewhere? Like, could you use this energy that's being produced in other, I guess, in other industries, in other ways, do you think?
For us, it's for us to export energy would probably be through electricity if we had surplus electricity. Currently, our own factory uses quite a lot of power, so we don't have any surplus. So that's probably the main avenue we could explore in the future. Yeah, other industries with waste streams, biomass waste streams, may be able to look at this type of application if their needs match up. For us, it was quite a lot of things lined up in our favour. The fact that we're not on reticulated gas supply. We had a waste stream produced by our factory within 20, 30 metres of where the boiler could be. So we had a lot of advantages that helped us get this project up, yeah.
So maybe in the near future we might see the streets of Collingen lit up by grape skins?
We never know.